Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 28th of October. The financial markets are still nervous about rising case numbers in the pandemic. The concern is about the impact this may have on fear levels, either amongst consumers or amongst policymakers. In fact, it seems that policymaker fear is the bigger concern at the moment. Restrictions have been tightening in Europe, with Scotland the latest to join the cult of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, proposing a five-tier system which includes stopping people eating outside after dark. While it's hard to be sure, it doesn't appear that the general public have been as afraid of the virus as policymakers and have continued to adapt. This matters, for example, in the United States, where there are fewer formal restrictions but rising caseloads. The hopes for a US pre-election fiscal stimulus plan are quietly fading again. US President Trump promised, quote, the best stimulus package you've ever seen, but promised this after the election. For people who are unemployed and for workers in local government facing the threat of unemployment, the timing of the stimulus matters a lot. Every week of delay has an economic cost, therefore. But this economic cost is relatively small. For people in work but fearful of the risk of unemployment, and for the wider economy, the timing of the stimulus is less important than the fact that there is a stimulus proposed. If people and businesses have confidence that stimulus is coming in January, that should reduce fear and support spending and investment now. Spain is offering September retail sales data today. Normally, this is not a huge focus for markets, and the forecast range is quite large. However, Spain has increased restrictions recently, and markets are sensitive to the risks around that. Moreover, Spain has appeared to be less positive than other economies during the rebound. For example, while business creation has surged in the United States, United Kingdom, and other European economies, Spanish data has been far less healthy, which suggests there may be a specific lack of confidence in the Spanish economic outlook. The US is releasing wholesale inventory data. Inventories were used to deal with the first stage of the economic bounce back as shoppers recovered faster than suppliers of goods could. There has been a rebuilding of inventory since then. Demand does still to be holding up in the US economy. The pattern of durable goods demand was pretty much as expected yesterday, but the boost to growth from inventory building is likely to fade as we move into the fourth quarter. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.